I'm currently reading Leviticus because I'm doing a study on Hebrews, and I just want to saturate myself in the Old Testament. And it's happened again. I remember when I read it through once before, the first time probably I read it, maybe 30 years ago now, the one thing that struck me was the holiness of God when I read Leviticus, and the enormity of the gap between us and him, and the blood that had to be shed to bring the Israelites back into fellowship. It's something that us as 21st century Christians have no conception of. So you've committed a misdemeanor and you know you have. Or you've committed a sin of ignorance and you didn't know you had. And now you found out. And there you go with your favourite lamb. And you lay your hand on its head. And you kill it. And its legs buckle. And its lifeblood drops out of it. And it has to be collected. What a reminder every time you had to do that. Of the gulf between us and God. And yet here's Jesus. He comes and with his own body offers up the sacrifice through the eternal Spirit once for all, for everything. That blood is sprinkled. And the way that was so closed off to us is opened through the shed blood of Jesus. It is an enormity. And from being his presence in the tabernacle or the temple and the people not being able to go near because of the brightness, the Shekinah, that very presence indwells us. How can we think we are commonplace when the Shekinah of God, the glory of God, is in these earthen vessels? We have this treasure in earthen vessels. Isn't it worth just stopping, thinking, thanking, Lord, you are in me. I don't have to go and take animals and slaughter them, or birds and wring their necks. Jesus has done it all. I can come into your very presence, the blinding Shekinah glory of God, through the veil. It's rent from top to bottom. The job is done. I can come boldly before the throne to find grace, help in time of need. Makes you think, doesn't it? And be grateful.